Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're doing a comprehensive deep dive on one of the largest financial institutions on the planet, Bank of America, ticker symbol BASE. With a market cap north of $380 billion, this is a stock that's in nearly every dividend portfolio and a bellwether for the entire U.S. economy. We're going to look at the business, the earnings, the balance sheet, the valuation, and I'll give you my honest take on whether now is the time to buy, hold, or wait. Let's get into it. Bank of America is a massive, systemically important bank. It operates through four main segments: consumer banking, global wealth and investment management, global banking, and global markets. It has over 213,000 employees and serves individuals, small businesses, and large corporations. The company is headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, and CEO Brian Moynihan has been at the helm for over a decade, steering the ship through low-rate environments, pandemic volatility, and now a rising-rate era. The business model is straightforward but powerful. BAC makes money by taking deposits, lending them out, and collecting the spread. But it's also a massive fee income generator through investment banking, trading, and wealth management. It has roughly 41 million active digital banking users, which gives it a huge and sticky consumer base. With a beta of about 1.2, it's slightly more volatile than the market, which makes sense for a bank stock. Let's talk about the top line. In fiscal year 2025, Bank of America generated $191.5 billion in total revenue. That's actually down slightly from $192.4 billion in 2024, but still incredibly strong. The revenue mix is beautifully diversified. Consumer banking brought in $43.7 billion, Global Wealth and Investment Management added $24.9 billion, Global Banking contributed $24.1 billion, and Global Markets came in at $24.1 billion. So you've got a balanced engine between Main Street consumers and Wall Street institutional clients. Geographically, the vast majority, about $97.7 billion, comes from the United States, with Asia and EMEA contributing around $6 billion and $7.6 billion, respectively. Now, earnings. This is where it gets really interesting. For fiscal year 2025, Bank of America reported net income of $30.5 billion, up from $27.1 billion in 2024. That's a 12.5% increase year over year. Diluted earnings per share came in at $3.82 compared to $3.22 in 2024. That EPS growth was even better than net income growth because the company has been aggressively buying back shares. The weighted average diluted share count dropped from 7.84 billion to 7.55 billion. Management has been very disciplined with capital returns. And looking forward, the company signaled a solid Q2 2026, with nearly 15% trading revenue growth expected, plus strong investment banking and wealth management fees. Let's dig into the balance sheet, because this is a bank, so the balance sheet is everything. Total assets stand at $3.41 trillion, total liabilities are $3.11 trillion, leaving stockholders' equity at $303 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is 1.28, which is very reasonable for a bank of this size. The return on equity is 10.5%, and return on invested capital is 4.6%. The net profit margin is a solid 18.1%. Cash and cash equivalents are $232 billion, which gives them a massive liquidity buffer. One thing to note: the current ratio is 0.54, but that's normal for a bank since most liabilities are short-term deposits, not debt. The dividend yield is about 2.08%, and the company has been a consistent dividend grower. Free cash flow in 2025 was positive at $12.6 billion, a big improvement from the negative free cash flow in 2024. Time for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Bank of America has an incredible brand, a massive deposit base, and a diversified revenue stream. The digital banking platform with 41 million active users is a huge moat. The capital position is strong, and management has been very effective at cost control. Weaknesses. Like all banks, BAC is sensitive to interest rate changes. If rates drop, net interest income could compress. There's also the risk of credit losses in a recession, though current loan loss provisions look manageable. Opportunities. The upcoming reduction in capital requirements could free up an estimated $14.4 billion for lending and buybacks. the new tokenized deposit network with other big banks is a forward-looking move that could modernize payments. They're also launching a cross-border real-time payments tool later this year. Threats: competition from fintechs and non-bank lenders is real. A severe recession could spike loan defaults, and regulatory changes, while currently favorable, could always shift. Looking at recent performance, is up about 2.4% in the last week, 6% in the last month, and a strong 13.6% over the last 3 months. Over the last year, it's up 21.3%, and over 5 years, it's up 28.6%. That one-year performance is solid, but the five-year number shows it hasn't been a runaway winner. The industry, banks, diversified, is up 34.6% over 1 year, and a massive 118% over 5 years, so BAC has underperformed its peer group over the longer term. That said, the recent momentum is encouraging. Now let's get to the valuation, which is the most important part of this analysis. For a bank like BAC, the standard valuation model is price to book, or PB. The AI-driven reality check confirms that PB is the right primary model here, with a high confidence score. The model also uses forward PE as a supporting lens. The setup is clean and high confidence. So what does the math say? The current price is about 53.83. The fair value estimate from the PB model is 58.36, and the blended market snap fair value is $59.44. That gives us an upside of about 10.4% to fair value. The forward PE model, using a normalized multiple of 12x earnings, gives a fair value of $60.72. Both models are pointing in the same direction. What drives this valuation? First, the PB multiple is set at 1.35x book value, which is a slight discount to the industry average of 1.4x, reflecting the mature growth profile. Second, the forward PE of 12x aligns with the historical average of 11.6x and the industry average of 12.5x. Third, the company is expected to continue aggressive share buybacks, with a projected annual share count decline of 3.5%. And fourth, the FCF to net income conversion is normalized at 40%, avoiding the volatility of past years. The sanity check passes. Fair value around $60 is plausible, given the current PB of 1.25x book and forward PE around 11x. All right, here's my take. Bank of America is a high-quality, well-managed bank with a diversified earnings stream and a strong capital position. The valuation is attractive at about 12.3x trailing earnings and 1.25x book value. The 10.4% upside to fair value is decent, but not screamingly cheap. The five-year outlook, if you invest $10,000 today, suggests an ending value of about $11,042, which is a 2% annualized return. That's not going to make you rich, but it's a stable, income-generating hold. The key upside catalyst is the potential for capital requirement reductions, freeing up billions for buybacks and lending. The key risk is a recession that could pressure loan growth and credit quality. For a long-term, income-focused investor, BAC is a solid buy on any pullback. For growth investors, there are better options. What do you think about BAC? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.